Zeg nishmas Aviv Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zeg nishmas Daniel Shainavas Yeshua Fall. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay, welcome back. For those that, those that have been here the whole time, through the Bela Semestrim, and those the new people, the old people. So I want to welcome everybody. We're still in a, interesting situation. No, we're not all together. We're not all apart. Last semester we had the shiur from 11 to 12. If you would let Ezra Hagler know if that works out well for you, as opposed to doing it in a different time, a more later time, or something like that. But I want to know, Ezra Hagler, will raise your hand. He is the shiur assistant. So we should always be in contact with Ezra Hagler on all matters. Call me Lee. And, usually we have 11 to 12. I mean, usually we shiurs at 1:30 to 2:30. Over COVID, I felt it was just not so easy for everyone for that. But maybe some of you here, not here. I'd like to know everyone's opinion. If last semester we did it from 11 to 12, that worked out well. If you want to keep that, I think that should be fine. If not, you could, tell, the old schedule was 1:30 to 2:30. Officially, you're supposed to be learning, till 3. Etc. I mean, I want to do what's best for everybody in terms of what, the learning. We should try to be a little distant, so 6 feet apart. Please stay 6 feet apart from everyone else because, when you're 6 feet apart and then you have the mask, the Chas V'Shalom, will still. We should try to stay six feet or more apart from. Okay, move this, maybe move up a little bit here. Okay. What can I tell you? So welcome everybody. So the shiur that we have, is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on Pesachim, and Sunday we've been doing the other topics, and Baruch Hashem, we're happy to have everyone back, who's back, and we miss everybody. And the key is we should still try to have a kesher. The key to our shiur always was having a kesher with the Rebbe. So we should always feel you can come over to me, you can call me, we can make a socially distanced meeting of sorts, but that's always very important. So we should always try. Okay, thank you.
Rebbe, is there a computer in front of you? Maybe tilt the screen down so we can see your face.
We're going to do that right now. I'm calling on the shiur assistant to tilt the screen down.
Perfect.
You good? Perfect. Okay. Here's my face. If you want to know what I look like? Rebbe, what can I tell you? You should all be well. Hopefully this whole thing should end soon. Rebbe Hashem, you should all be well. We're learning Arvi Pesachim. We're learning in Yad HaKiddush, Kiddush Mochim Suda. We're still involved in that. We're starting a new packet today. You'll get the packets online and you can see everything. And we should be matzliach. Now, we have Chumash here right on Thursdays, as you all know, and we have, the same type of schedule. Please, after Shir, maybe you'll contact, you can email, however you're supposed to contact Ezra Hagler to see what you like, what you think works at the best for the learning. For your learning, etc., in terms of the scheduling under this situation. You know. Okay, we always start with a niggun, so we have to do the niggun. Now, the people are here, officially, they're not allowed to sing, because there's an issue of singing these days. So I'll sing on behalf of everyone in the room. But you fellows can sing, because you're in different locations. Even though, say, Nathan Bauer and Yosef Katan are both in Muncie, but I think that's it's enough social distance from the two places, etc. So we'll sing a little, and then we'll start learning, and you let me know how things are, etc. Avinu chav harachamad, chamirachem rachem aleinu, v'sein b'libeinu vina, v'havinu l'askil, avinu chav harachamad, chamirachem rachem. If anyone possible, if everyone could open up their screen so we can see each other, is always the best. You know, if we could do that, it's always appreciated. Because this way we could see each other, it's always good to have eye contact with each other, and it's good to see everybody. Okay. So, we spent some time last semester discussing the din of Kiddush b'mokom Suda. So that means that when you make Kiddush, you have to have a Suda afterwards, or else you're not Yotze Kiddush. So we do that, right? We have like Friday night, right? We make Kiddush, and then we have a meal right after Kiddush, and we Yotze. But on Shabbos day, you know, we also do that, but not exactly, because on Shabbos day, like a lot of times in the shuls, before COVID, when you were allowed to have a Kiddush in a shul, so you make Kiddush, and then you go, you have some cake and some good stuff, right? But you're not really eating a full Suda, right? It was only cake and tuna salad and herring and, you know, geschmack of stuff, but not a real Suda. So we said there are different opinions. Some opinions are more, like the Gaonim, we learned that you don't have to have a full Suda. As long as you have wine or mazonos or things like that, you know, like a beginning of a Suda, that would be good enough. And we discussed that. Well, but today we're going to learn a new packet, and we're going to discuss the idea that you have to have a Kiddush b'mokom Suda, the mokom. But there's another aspect, and that is the zman. In other words, I can't make Kiddush and then wait, face 2 hours, and then make a Suda right there. Even though it's the same location, right? It's the same location, but it's not, but it's so much time that, you know, between the Kiddush and the Suda, that also might be a problem that it's not Kiddush Makom Suda. Even though it's the Makom, but the Zman took so much time between the Kiddush and the Suda, that might be a violation of what? Not having Kiddush for Makom Suda. So we never really discuss. So we discussed, like, what do you have to eat for make it a Suda, right? Right, the best thing is eat the whole meal. Bread, but this is the question of Zman. And what's the big question that people ask? You know what the big question people ask?
Pesach.
What?
Pesach.
Pesach. Right, because of the Pesach Seder. So what do you do at the Pesach Seder? You make Kiddush at the beginning of the Seder, and you don't eat the meal. Well, it depends how long the Seder schleps out, right? You know? So, but it usually takes an hour, more than an hour, till you get from Kadesh to Shulchan Aruch, right? If I take a poll in everyone's house, you know, how long does it take to get from Kadesh to Shulchan Aruch? More than an hour, I'd say, for sure. So isn't that going to be a violation of not having Kiddush B'Makom Suda? So that needs to be dealt with. That needs to be dealt with. Okay, but we'll get to that. But let's take a look before we deal with that. Let's take a look at some other interesting aspects of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So look what it says here on the first page in Psachim Kuf on the base.
We're doing
packet Yud Zayin, I believe.
Okay. I think I thought we were Tet Zayin, my mistake.
Right, so you packet Yud Zayin. Right. So it says, Also b'nei Adam shekitshu b'beis hakneset, page 1 on packet Yud Zayin. Also b'nei Adam shekitshu b'beis hakneset. People make Kiddush in shul. Amar Rav yidei yayin lo yotzu. Yidei Kiddush yotzu. So Rav says that the yotze yayin, meaning they made a bar piagrafen, so they, when somebody tasted the wine, so that's good. Look in the Rashbam, yidei kid. Ideyayin lo yotzu. Rashbam says, Yishem layam beveisam lishtos chayam levar bar piagofen. In other words, they made a bar piagofen in shul with the Kiddush. So when they come home, if they want to have more wine, they have to make another bar piagofen. Right? Ideyayin lo yotzu. Ide Kiddush yotzu. But Kiddush, if they were Yotze, because Rav Shita is you don't need Kiddush for Makom Suda. As long as you make Kiddush, it's good enough. You don't have, it doesn't have to be in the Makom Suda. But Shmuel Omar, Avi de Kiddush lo Yotze. The Shmuel says, the Shmuel says, Avi de Kiddush lo Yotze. Because Shmuel says, in Kiddush Allah, B'Makom Suda. Okay, so now I want to show you something from the Sefer HaHashlama. On page 3 is the Shar block of the Sefer HaHashlama, Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam, he says, Echad Rav Sefer Kamashah Yibizman Balei HaToisus. So he's in the time of the Balei HaToisus. So let's see what he says on page 4.
Wasn't he one of the Balei
HaToisus?
What?
I guess so. Yeah, it says, Shehayah Bezman Balei HaToisus. I don't know why it doesn't say. Okay. I don't know who counts and who doesn't count as a Balei HaToisus. Okay. So it says on page 4, Osom b'nei Odom shekitru beis kineset, kaimel and kashmuel. We paskin like Shmuel, to omra lo yotzu yidei kiddush. She'ein kiddush al v'mokum suda. Right? So if you make kiddush in shul, you know, in those days, a shul was a place not only for davening, but people who were guests. A guest means you were traveling, you were a traveler. And, you know, they weren't, you know, they didn't have, like, they had like hotels in those days. They had, not like the hotels we have today, but they were like a punduk or, you know, some inns of sorts. I wouldn't call it a 5-star, probably not even a 3-star. But there were some type of inns and so on. But the local shuls also. And I remember when I used to spend summers in Brookline. And there were places in the Boston Rebbe shul for people. You know, Brookline is a place where you very often met people who were there for the hospitals in Brookline. People who were not needed to go to the hospitals. And you had some families like the famous Feuerstein family, those Eigesund, they would host people, you know, who needed those facilities in their house. And the Boston Rebbe, he had in his shul, there were rooms for people to be hosted as well. So in the old days, in the Zman HaChazal, they had these, I don't know exactly how the setup was in the Zman HaChazal, but they would make kiddush and shul for people who were staying in the shul. You know, so the orchim those days were, you know, today you have a Shabbos guest and then you go to shul and you bring him home with you. You don't leave him in shul. He wouldn't come back the next time if you'd leave him in shul. Right? So he comes back with you. But the Zman HaChazal, they stayed in the shul. They slept in the shul, they ate in the shul, so they needed kiddush in the shul. Yeah.
Was that only for travelers, or was that also for the homeless in that area?
Yeah, I don't know the story with the homeless so much in the area, how it worked up with the homeless. But, you know, whoever needed, like, you know. I would guess it's more the travelers. That's what I would probably guess.
Rabbi, also, when he says there's a problem with food, is that the issue of, like, there's too much time? Like, Shmuel was saying that there's too much time.
Well, let's see. So, also, b'nei Adam, shekid, v'chaim lo k'shmuel, v'pats like Shmuel, page 4. V'omer lo yotzei de kiddush, she'en kiddush al mochum suda. Avo pi shebishas kiddush hayadaitem, lotzeis ba'osu kiddush shal beis ha'knesses. So they had in mind to be yotzei with the kiddush and shul. In other words, so even though people say wanted to have in mind with the kiddush and shul, but so the people who live there, that's fine. But the people who are not eating there, they're not going to be yotzei with that kiddush, right? Also, b'nei Adam shekitru beis haknesses kaim lo k'shmul the omer lo yotzei yidei kiddush. Even though everyone had in mind, or some people had in mind to be yotzei with that kiddush, lo yotzei yidei kiddush. Kevin she'ilu hayah b'beisam lo yoshod mimes hakiddush shel beis haknesses lo yotzei. Because if they would be in their house, they wouldn't be able to hear this kiddush. So, right, in other words, they live 5 blocks away. So even though they're having in mind, but it's a different mokum. Because if they would be home, they wouldn't be able to hear that kiddush. So they're not yotzei with that kiddush. Even though they had in mind to be yotzei with that kiddush. Kiddush yulei v'beisel lo yoshom yotzei kiddush yol beis ha'knesses lo yotzei. Aval ha'orchim sh'ochlim b'meir v'ayis ha'somach lo beis k'nesses v'odam al shulchanam shomim ha'kiddush b'machim suda. Shomim hakiddush b'makom suda mikri, but the people in the shul. So apparently they had like adjacent apartments next to the shul that you could hear. You could literally hear what was going on in the shul. So and they can hear the Kiddush. Even though they're now in the shul, but if they would be in their place where they're visiting, they would what? They would be able to hear. So then that's considered like the same place. It's called Mokum Suda. But if you're in a place, the place where you can have the meal, you can't hear from the place of the shul, then that's not going to be good. So it seems over here that it's totally what? Whether you could hear. In other words, wherever you could hear from, that's still considered one makom. That's what it seems. So even though when they heard the Kiddush, they were in shul. Now they're going to go to their next door to eat, right? So that wasn't the place where they were at the time of Kiddush, but that's considered the same makom because they could hear from there. So everyone, say, was in the shul during Kiddush time, and then the people who went home. They live 5 blocks away. They went home, they're going to have to make another Kiddush. But the people who were staying in the shul or next door to the shul, even though this is not the makom that they heard the Kiddush in, and they're going to eat next door, but next door, if they would have been next door, they would also have heard the Kiddush. So that's considered one locale.
Wait, why doesn't it have to be the same room? Why do you allow it to be in different rooms? It seems like that's even a little far-fetched.
Yeah, so we're saying that's still considered...
considered one room?
One makom. Makom. Kiddush, but makom suda.
Oh, so makom just defined as where you...
Yeah.
Are there other places that define makom in the same way?
That's an interesting question. You see, makom, a lot of times we say from the vantage point of seeing. You know, this was a big COVID child about could you be mitzaref if you could see from one place to another.
I'm thinking about makom as being defined by smelling also.
Smelling.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Let me hear about smelling.
Well, you can't daven where you can smell something unpleasant.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. That's an interesting idea as well. So it says, "V'yishlomu shafil ha'yu orchim be'beis hakdeset v'shas hakiddush." The chara kiddush halchul be'beis hasamach be'beis hakdeset lachol yotzi mide kiddush be'beis hakdeset. Came to ilu ha'yu al shulchanim ha'yu cholim l'shmo hakiddush. Aval benimlach shahedaito b'shas hakiddush lachol b'pina zu. Benimlach va'achol b'pina acheres be'osa bayis. Zeh shamru shafil b'pina l'pina tzarach l'kaddush. So he's saying, but say when you heard the kiddush, you had in mind to eat in this place, and then you changed your mind, and you ate in another corner in the same house. So then it's not good. So basically, what does he say? He's saying that Kiddush B'Makom Suda has to be a place where you could hear from wherever you... when you're eating, you could have heard it, the Kiddush, from where you are. Aval orchesha ofel beis hasamchal beis hakdeset v'odem al shulchanam shomim hakiddush b'makom suda mikri v'yishlomu shafil hoyer orchem beis hakdeset v'shas hakiddush v'achar hakiddush halchu l'vayis hasamchal beis hakneses l'achol yotzi b'dei chuvasam. But he's saying, but that doesn't work if you had kavana not to be there. So that's what the Sefer HaShlamah says. So this is an interesting Kiddush. This is an interesting Kiddush. Now, we have to see, do other poskim agree or disagree to what it says in the Sefer HaShlamah? So if you take a look, Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch now, on page 9. On page 9 it says, Halacha Gimel. In Kiddush lo sod, if you make Kiddush and you didn't eat, af yidei Kiddush lo yotze, then you're not yotze. Agav, v'tzarech lechol b'mokom Kiddush la'alter. So now he says, we're going to get to this, that you have to eat. Kiddush Mokom Sud is not only a din in the Mokom, it means also you have to eat right away. And that's going to be the big shaila of how do we yotze Kiddush on the Pesach night. It's not la'alter. But if you didn't eat right away, or at least have das to eat right away, so you're not yotze. But to say you had in mind not to eat right away, but at the end you ate right away, that's also good. But if you had in mind that you're not going to eat right away, and then it's no good.
Why is that okay? If you had in mind.
If you had in mind not to eat it right away, but in the end you ate right away, so then it's good.
I mean the opposite. I don't get the opposite.
If you had in mind to eat right away,
and then you didn't.
Right, so we have to understand that. What's that halacha? Daito. But it's much for that if you had in mind to eat right away, you know you didn't. Right? Okay, so we'll get to that. So look in the Magen Avraham at the bottom. Lechol shom miyad.
Rabbi, just a question. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is soid.
The sod is like if you eat enough. Kvasan of the Sukhana, which in Kiddush below sod.
Sod is to eat in general, or it's to if you're full, you ate enough.
Well, whatever the shear is, that if you hold like the Gaonim, that it's enough to start the meal, so that would be sod if you hold.
But it has to be left. You have to eat enough to feel not hungry anymore.
I don't know if he means that literally. You ate. Sod means you ate.
Okay.
So let's see the Magen Avraham. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Lechol Shom Miyad. So look at the Magen Avraham. Perish. Shai Bedayt Lechol. Kabayis acher, the nimlach,
the nimlach
for achal b'mkomo, yatsa. Right, in other words. Whereas if he has in mind to eat later or a different place, and in the end he eats in the right place, for Nimlach, page 11, V'achal m'kol mo yotza, teiru behedya. Right? V'achal shom miyad. So if you had in mind not to eat right away, but you did, so you yotza. Right? Because in the end you did the right thing. Right? So Morgan says, but if you had in mind to eat in a different house and you ended up eating in the Mokum Kiddush, then you yotze. That's what the Beis Yosef says. But the Ola Shabbos, I'll tell you about the Ola Shabbos. So this is a pun. This is the greatest pun, he says. Osa es atzmo ki ilu lo yoda es Yosef. What does that mean? It's a pun. You know, like Yosef in the Chumash. So he says, Olaf Shabbos says something, and he makes it like he doesn't know what the Beis Yosef said. Vo Yadas Yosef is from the Chumash, but he makes a pun that he says, the Olaf Shabbos says something, that's one of the Achronim, we'll see, and he makes himself as if he never heard of the Beis Yosef. So let's see what the Olaf Shabbos says. What does the Olaf Shabbos say? Take a look. So there is a sefer here on page 13 called the Olaf Shabbos of Shmuel Barab Yosef. He wrote two things. He wrote the Olas Tamid and the Olas Shabbos. The Olas Shabbos is a commentary on Hilchas Shabbos, and the Olas Tamid is on other parts of Shulchan Aruch. And Rabbi Beresh, there was, used to be a librarian here in YU. His name is Rabbi Beresh Mandelbaum. He was here for 50 years in the fifth floor of Gottesman, even before Gottesman, from 1948 to 1998. So he always used to tell me, you know, usually the Magen Avraham writes the Loka Olas Shabbos, the Loka Olas Tamid. The Magen Avraham will say a Chiddush, and it says, and this Chiddush is not like the Olas Shabbos, not like the Olas Tamid, but he made it famous, because to be quoted by the Magen Avraham and say, but I disagree with the Olas Shabbos, you have to be chashuv enough to make it into the Magen Avraham, even to be rejected by the Magen Avraham. That's also a madrega, you know. So let's see what he says on page 14 in the bottom here. Says the Olas Shabbos, "Vimaya daito peir shehay b'daito shelo lechol la'alter, ba'osu mochem shekidish v'nim lechol achol la'alter ba'osu mochem. V'ein lefar shehay b'daito lechol b'mochem acher la'alter." But it doesn't mean that originally he had in mind to eat in a different location, but right away. Typically, the few lochem b'machem acher yotzi de kiddush. Why does he have to change his mind? Even if he eats in the machem acher, he's yotzi de kiddush. Sheish omer b'sival sheichri harav de keiniker. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Aleph. Take a look at Sif Aleph. Dinu lach lach ol b'pina acheres. Ein etzol lach lach zor l'kaddish. Shechri arav d'chein ikiv d'och alom ad'mai b'shnei batim, d'im kein lo hayel lo yistom d'var. So he says, so he says, Perish, Shay, Bedaita Shalalach, La Alter, but also Mokum Shakidish. Renim Lafah, La Alter, but also Mokum. Well, in the first year, Bedaita Lafah, but Mokum Acher, La Alter. Dim came Lamali, the Nimlach. Technically, the few lochem b'machem acher yotzi de chiddush. If he is omrim shechri arav the chenicha v'tochach lomo the mayim b'shnei batim. Okay, so in other words, so let's see what he means here. If you'll take a look in the machzis hashekel, it'll hopefully give clarity of what's being said here. Yeah. If you look on page 10 in the bottom, the Machtis HaShekel is a perish on the Magen Avraham. So he says, Perish HaYadaito Lechol B'Vaitzach Ebal Yashub Zekhushis HaOla Shabbos Shekhasavti Le'el. So he says, the Ola Shabbos has a question. My Yersha Nimlach Va'ochal Khan.
Sorry, what page is this
one? 1 second. Page 12. Afilo Ya'ochal Kifimach Shavaso B'mokam Acher Yotza Kivish Yedaitu B'chilu L'sham. In other words, we're saying that he ended up changing his mind. He was going to eat someplace else right away, and then he changed his mind. So he says, if he changed his mind and ate where he originally wanted to eat, and the other makom's also good. So it has to say that if he changed his mind and then he ate right over here, it's good. Even if he didn't change his mind, it's good, because he had kavana. So the Magen Avraham says, no, it means that if originally he had a mind to eat in a different house, that's not going to help. Kiddush Makom Suda has to be at least in the same house. It could be in a different part of the house, but the kavana could work. Sometimes they do this in a shul, that the rabbi makes Kiddush upstairs in the sanctuary, and then he has in mind that everyone should go down to the social hall. So even though it's
on
not... Right, the day. And so he has a mind to eat in another place in the same building, that's good. So if that's good, so why do you have to say that the case is that he, in other words, that he changed his mind and he ate in the, that's good, even if he didn't eat in that place. So the Magen Avraham says that no, if he would have in mind to eat in a, if he wanted to originally have in mind to eat in a different location, a different building, he wants to eat across the street, and he make Kiddush over here, and then he changed his mind, then that's good. But in a Hanami, if he just wanted to eat in a different location in the same building, that would be okay, even if he didn't change his mind and eat in the same room.
What if you can't hear from room to room?
Oh, one second. So he says that's dochak to say. So he's saying that the Ola Shabbos is, he doesn't want to learn pshat that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about that he had in mind to eat in a different building, and then he changed his mind. He thinks that's dochak, so it must be in the same building. So that's a question. So then, what's the chiddush? In other words, so the Magen Avraham says, even if you change your mind, it's good. Even though you had in mind originally to make Kiddush to eat across the street, and now you that was your intent originally, and now your intent was, and now you, well, might say that was your original intent, but in the end, you actually ate in that place. So the Magen Avraham says, that's good. The Ola Shabbos doesn't like that. He thinks that's a dochak to say. That was his original intent. So he says the pshat is that he had in mind to eat this building, but a different room, and then he ate.
Wasn't that also a chiddush that they practice different rooms? It's not a chiddush.
Fafil ha'ochel kefi machshavato b'mokom ache yotza kevin sheyitaitu b'tchilu l'sham. So the Shabbos says, he wasn't going to eat right away. That's how he understands the Ramah. That originally he had in mind that he's not going to eat right away in the place where he was Makadish, and then he changed his mind and he ate right away. But he says you shouldn't explain it that it means Shaydaito Lechol B'Mochem Acher La'alter, because then you don't need him to be Nimlach, even if he didn't change his mind. That you could have in mind to eat someplace else. So it must mean that originally he had in mind that he's not going to eat right away in the Makom Shekidesh, and then he changed his mind and he ate right away in the Makom he was Makadesh. So that's okay. But he says, don't say it means that you were eating, you had a mind to eat in another place, because eating in another place, if you have, so basically he says, the Ikip Sak is, if you have a mind to eat right away in another place in the same building, that's good. Like the example that the rabbi makes Kiddush in the sanctuary, and he has a mind that right away we're going downstairs. That's okay, that's fine. So there's no Kiddush in that. The Kiddush is that if a person made Kiddush had a mind, we're going to eat, I'm going to give a shiur now. We make Kiddush, I'm going to give a shiur for an hour. And then he decides that, no, I'm going to forget the shiur, we'll eat right away. So that's what the Olah Shabbos says, that's okay. Because even though you had in mind that we could have an hour shiur first, and maybe you would think that since you had that in mind, that the Makom Kiddush, it's no good. But at the end of the day, you did the right thing. You may have Kiddush Makom Suda right away, so that's okay. And the Magen Avraham learned, the pshat is, no. That originally he had in mind to eat across the street right away. But that's not proper. Because that's not. And then he ate in the shul. But that would be okay if he changed his mind and did the right thing. But all the Shabbos was asking, he thought the pshat was that he originally had in mind to eat in the shul, but in a different room, and then he changed his mind. But even if he didn't change his mind, it would be okay to eat in a different. So that's what he says. You look at the Beis Yosef, it's Masha, that it means that he was eating across the street. So he says the Olas Tom Shabbos, he didn't look good enough in the Beis Yosef. Ki'ilu lo yada'as Yosef. Because look at the original sauce. That's what he's talking about, that he's eating, that he has in mind to eat. But it's interesting that the Hashlama says a different idea. According to the Hashlama, say you're eating in a different building, but you could hear. So that seems to be against, all the other poskim that we're seeing. Because the Hashlama says that you don't have to be, as long as you could hear from the other building, that would be okay.
Wouldn't that go like Olah Shabbos that you can,
No, Olah Shabbos says that if you have a dog to eat in a different room, a different place, that's not okay. But it's mashma that seeing wouldn't be good enough. But the chiddush of the Sefer Hashlama is that as long as you could hear it from the other place, that's called Kiddush Makom Suda. So we have, in terms of the locale, we have a. So the Pashut Shad is that you have to have in mind, the Tosa says, if you have in mind to eat it in another place in the building, Yotze. Like the case in the Kiddush with the rabbi making Kiddush. But the Hashlama says a big Kiddush that doesn't seem to be the accepted Shita, and that is, say there's another building next door, and the buildings are adjacent, and you could hear from one building to the other, but you could eat the meal in the other building. So he says, you could eat the meal in the other building, since if you would have been in the other building during the time of Kiddush, you would have heard Kiddush there, that would be okay. And the others say no. Once you're in another building and you had kavana, it's no good. But the Sefer Hashlama is a fascinating idea. That since you could hear it, that's considered the same locale. What do you think?
All these things apply also to Tzira for a minyan.
Yeah. But there, the post can speak about being able to see.
Don't we have a different Gemara? I think later on in that same parak about how Rabbi was eating and in his house and his camel went out somewhere
right.
else.
Right. Yes.
Is that be a source for the?
Well, there we said that since he ate a little in the first place, then he was Yotze. Hmm. So that's a fascinating idea. Let's see. One second. Okay, so that's okay. One more thing we want to see we'll do today. Take a look on page 15. Let's look at the Eshel Avram. This is not the same Eshel Avram of the Prima Garden, it's the Eshel Avram of Buchach, Rav Avram David Warman. You know, if you, who went to Hank here? Anyone went to Hank? Hank?
Hi.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Albert. So Rabbi Warman was a Rabbi in Hank. So that he was a descendant of the Buchach.
Yeah, well, he was a Rabbi in my parents' time when they were in Hank, and his son was a Rabbi now.
Yeah.
And I was there.
Yeah. So on page 15, the Eshel Avram says, "The Hesach Hadas, which has Mamar Ruba ben Kiddush and Suda, ain't needed the Kiddush Makom Suda." So he's going to answer the question about the Seder night. Again, how does the Seder night work? So he says, "Hesach Hadas, which has Mamar Ruba ben Kiddush El Suda, ain't needed the Kiddush Makom Suda." Come on, Belel Pesach. He says, and we have to understand this, that waiting a long time between the Kiddush and the Suda is not a contradiction to Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Just like a well Pesach. He says, if you're in the same location, the Eshel Avram says a Kiddush. If you're in the same location, that's Kiddush Makom Suda, even if you don't know you waited a long time. If you sleep in between, then it wouldn't be a Kiddush Makom Suda.
Why is that?
One second. Gam shelo yeshina makom. Ashenas aray. Nimnam nir hashem b'chashash. If you just doze off for a little bit, it's not a problem. What do you think? He says l'famim chal nimnam b'seder hagada. But sometimes people fall asleep. So that's a chiddush. He's saying Eshel Avram, because it's against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? La'alter, right? Shulchan Aruch writes Beferish that it has to be La'alter. Sarach lechel b'mokom kiddush la'alter. And here the Eshel Avram says, no, it doesn't have to be la'alter. So that's a fundamental machlokas. Now, the Eshel Avram, his proof is the Pesach Seder, right? His proof is the Pesach Seder, but the question is, what is the Shulchan Aruch going to say about the Pesach Seder? According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not la'alter. So the Eshel Avram says there's no din of la'alter, but like you say, the Shulchan Aruch says there is a din of la'alter. So we'll have to see in the future Makoros in this packet how is the Shulchan Aruch going to answer the question. Okay, so let's just review what we talked about today. We said you have to be in the same location, or you could have kavanah to be in a different location. The Sefer HaShlomah says that even if you're in a different location, but you could hear from one place to the other, that's considered the same location. He doesn't even speak about seeing, hearing. And then we had the discussion of how to learn Pshat in the Ramah, about even though you were Nimlach, is talking about, because originally you had Kavana to it from a different building, and then you were Nimlach, that's okay, or it's talking about the same building, not a different building, and then you were Nimlach. That would mean that Kavana wouldn't help, and then this fundamental machlokis between the Eishel Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch about is the din of Kiddush Makom Suda only a din of the Makom, or it's also a din of the Zman? And if you assume that it's a din of the Zman, then you have to infer how the Pesach Seder works. Because come out, everyone's Pesach Seder is a violation of the Ramah, of L'Alter. But if you hold like the Eishel Avraham, there's no din L'Alter, so good. But if you don't, then it's a problem. So Bez Hashem tomorrow, we'll see. Okay, let me greet everybody.
Are these halachas only chatchila, or is it only like if the rabbi wants to make sure that nobody eats without kiddush, so you make kiddush in shul, this way he knows everybody heard kiddush. Or is it chatchila, you can make kiddush upstairs and go downstairs? Something you would do?
I wouldn't necessarily. I would only do it if I'm afraid that the balabatim would not make kiddush.
Okay.
Akiva, Shalom Aleichem, Akiva Pappas, Ezra Hagler, Ari, how are you? Nice to see you. Rav Yosef Katan, Ilan Sasson, and Yosef Katan, and Moshe, Carol, Daniel Albert, Rav Harari, and Nathan, and Rav Michael, and Lolo. I was showing my daughter yesterday, when she was showing me a clip of a line of the history of Rav Hirschsprung. It was very nice. And, Rav Meir, and Max Hirschkowitz, and Rav Ishai, Nathan, and Jacob Silberger, and you are?
Ari.
Mandelblum. Okay. And you're? Benjamin Aberman. I saw you on the whole screen. Okay, it's good to see you. And Victor Felder, and Ezra Hagler, and Rav Shetras from Long Beach. Nice to see you. And your
Avi
Hoffman. We see each other in the library very often. And Rav Ezra Hess. Okay, and you please let Rav Ezra Hagler know about what times work best. You can just leave it, what works best, under these. Obviously, when we're all back, then we're going to have for sure the regular way. The way we used to have it was Kavrusa was from 9 to 12, and then we had lunched, and at 1:30 we had Shir till 2:30 we'd have Mincha together. So, you should let me know. Let Ezra know, let me know how we should, what you think the best way to keep. I mean, last semester we did it, we had Shir from 11 to 12. I want to do what's best for the oiler, but what you think will cause you to learn, the most, etc. And we'll be in touch with that. Okay, very good. So it's nice to see you all. And Danny Liu, so nice to see you. And Avram Levitt, so nice to see you.